Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, William has launched what is being called the most prestigious global environment prize in history. Per the Mirror, the competition will offer five £1 million prizes to be awarded each year for the next 10 years, providing at least 50 solutions to the world's greatest environmental problems by 2030. Royal sources said the Duke is taking the mantle from his father and grandfather to become a global leader on the world stage on the world's biggest environmental issues. The Earthshot Prize has been set up to incentivize change and help repair our planet over the next 10 years, which experts claim is a critical decade for the Earth. William admitted he is struggling to keep the optimism levels going with my own children as they learn about the climate emergency and the state the natural world is in. Are we really at this stage in life where I can't be hugely optimistic and pleased that my children are getting so into nature, because you kind of worry and dread they're soon going to realize that we are in a very, very dangerous and difficult time in the environment, and that, as a parent, you feel you're letting them down immediately. So, having watched so many David Attenborough documentaries recently with my children, they absolutely love them. The most recent one, the Extinction one, actually George and I had to turn it off. We got so sad about it halfway through. He said to me, you know, I don't want to watch this anymore. Why has it come to this? And, you know, he's been 7 years old. He's been asking me these questions already. He really feels it. I think every seven-year-old out there can relate to that. So I really feel from an emotional point of view as well. I think every parent, everyone wants to do the best for their children. And I think we have to have a decade of change, a decade of repairing the planet, so that we can hand it on to the next generation and future generations and sustain the prosperity for their lives too. William will have an all-star cast of experts joining him on the panel, including Kate Blanchett, Sir David Attenborough, Shakira, and basketball star Yao Ming. William said, "My grandfather started doing this stuff with conservation a long time ago, WWF. My father was ahead of his time talking about climate change. Now I don't want to be ahead of my time because we are already too late. Now is the time to act." While William is trying to save the world, the Mirror reports that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been branded the least eco-friendly royals by an energy company in a scathing report. Save on Energy has come up with a points-based scoring system, ranking members of the royal family from most to least eco-friendly. It said it has based its rating on travel footprint, how many environmental charities they support, their attendance at environmental events, how sustainable their wardrobes are, how many of their social media posts cite environmental issues, and whether they use electric cars. The company has named the Duke and Duchess of Sussex as joint last on how eco-friendly they are. Despite having been awarded points for owning an electric car and Meghan's loyalty to sustainable fashion brands, Harry and Meghan engaged considerably less than others with environmental charities and engagements between March 2019 and 2020, which hinders their score, it said. They also have the third worst carbon footprint of all royals studied. In fifth place, for the least eco-friendly, was Prince William, also due to his travel footprint. And my thanks to John. If it's not eco-friendly, it's eco-deadly. McDermott, I'm Mark Francis, this is Palace Intrigue, and good times.